Here are some tips when using the pack. Timing. Collaborative PSE work takes time and can span years. Depending on your local community and where it's starting from, it may take a fair amount of time to engage a community team. Also remember, if the community has not yet done the core module, this needs to be completed before moving to a topic module. For any module, be sure to allow time to preview and plan for completion of the module to identify how the team will gather the information needed to complete it, to collaboratively complete the module, to review results, to make an action plan, and then to carry out the action plan and celebrate success. There is no exact way to do this. Depending on how you facilitate the work with your team, you may have multiple meetings that each also require pre-planning and debriefs. Also, incorporate time for community engagement throughout the process. Community team and community engagement. It's recommended that community teams include people who will be able to help easily gather the information to complete pack modules and people who have the commitment to plan and support change. This includes community members. Teams will look different in different communities based on local context. For instance, in small communities, it's possible that one person may be filling multiple roles. Also, teams can evolve over time. If you find the pack team that gets started in the community needs additional information or assistance to complete a pack module, they can recruit others to the team. If a community coalition, group, or team that would be interested in partnering to use the pack is already present in the community, there's no need to create a new group. Instead, meet with the leaders of that group to see whether the pack is a good fit, and if it is, partner up and dive in. If it's not a good fit with that group, then consider other options. Community engagement is critical for the pack and a key to incorporate equity into the work. As part of your community team, you may have stakeholders based in the community who have a pulse on the local community. It is important to have them on the team, but it doesn't fully replace engaging community members. When engaging community members and stakeholders, be sure to start engagement early and find multiple ways to engage, including both virtual and in-person options. You can always ask the community how they want to engage by asking individuals or asking organizations who routinely work with the populations you want to engage. Another tip, when planning for meetings, be sure to consider how you will involve the community members in setting the agenda, facilitating the discussion, and identifying and deciding on actions. SnapEd PSE. When it comes to action planning, the goal is that the planned actions are community-driven and informed by the community context, needs, opportunities, and priorities. Balancing SnapEd program priorities with those of the community and team when using the pack will take a little thought, particularly when it comes to action planning. SnapEd is at the table but is not in charge of everything. When it comes to the community team planning for action, a key will be figuring out what, within the community's priorities and plans, SnapEd may have a role in moving forward. Some pack best practices are related to policies, systems, and the environment, but some are about programming and promotion. If the community team includes some programming and promotion efforts in the action plan, and those align with your SnapEd program plans and are allowable in SnapEd, it may be fine to work toward these best practices with the community team. Just know that they aren't PSE changes, so also keep your program goals in mind. It's entirely possible to have a pack action plan with your community that includes some actions that align closely with your SnapEd PSE goals, some actions that align with your SnapEd goals, but not with SnapEd PSE goals, such as relating to physical activity promotion, and some actions that do not align with your SnapEd goals or are not allowable in SnapEd and which are managed entirely by other members of the team or by your organization, but outside of SnapEd. Prioritizing plans for any community team will also take some thought. Before getting the team together for action planning, consider how the feedback reports will be shared, who will be involved, how decisions will be made, etc. Once you have a plan, some things to consider with the team could include where your community's scores indicate room for improvement, where there is momentum, where your community can build on assets, and your community's current priorities.